October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. When a cancer diagnosis, really of any kind, invades a woman's life, there is that immediate feeling of solitude and fear of having to go it alone. Our next guest joins us with the details about an American Cancer Society event, which proves that women dealing with breast cancer are never alone. They have people who care about and support them. They stand alongside them. Thanks to the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer events that are happening throughout New Jersey this month, here to tell how you can very easily get involved with your activity, with your support, and the difference in the lives of women that you can make from the New Jersey offices of the American Cancer Society is Natasha Coleman. Thanks for being here today, Natasha.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
And I'll give you a couple of websites. They are linked over at our site as well for the Making Strides events themselves, makingstrideswalk.org. And to find out more about the American Cancer Society and become more wise in your own personal care and things you should be doing, cancer.org is where you can do that. And as I said, there's a variety of Making Stride events. Next one coming up is, well, on the Sunday, October 9th in Edison, but then after that, in Sunday, October 16th in Parsippany. They have in Jersey City, October 23rd, Pensauken on the 23rd. Newark has Arizona on the 16th, as does Point Pleasant Beach, Ocean City, and Ridgefield Park. So those are where the events are happening again. You can find out more over at the website, makingstrideswalk.org, for exact details. I get involved where it's happening near you. But give us an explanation, Natasha. What are the mechanics? What takes place during a Making Strides event?
Yeah, thank you. So the American Cancer Society's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk is a powerful event. It's an event to raise awareness and funds to end breast cancer. So the mechanics of the event, it really is a non-competitive 3 to 5 mile walk. We say 5K, but it really equates to either 3 or 5 miles. And it really is an opportunity for us to celebrate breast cancer survivors, but really look at those who have lost their battle and, you know, honor those who have lost their battle to breast cancer. So it's an opportunity for the community to come out in all 8 of our walks across New Jersey to really support the cause and to make sure, like you said, that no one walks alone who's facing this deadly disease like breast cancer.
And even with just about a week and change before the next round, most of them coming up on the 16th and the 23rd, there's still plenty of time for people to get out there, get support, especially nowadays with social media.
Yep.
Instead of going, you know, we think back to our school days when we were doing school fundraisers, going door to door, knocking on people's doors looking for donations. You've really made it easier for people to become a very active participant, where too many people, I always say, they eliminate themselves as someone who could potentially be an asset. And when I think they learn how easy it is to do just that and how much even a $100 donation is worth to the work of the American Cancer Society, it's really something everyone listening right now can and should really become involved with.
That's correct. So at the American Cancer Society's Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, we have many ways that individuals can participate. Like you said, we can, you know, everyone can go to our website, makingstrideswalk.org, and they can do that today. So there's lots of time between now and all of our 8 walks across New Jersey to sign up, to join a team, recruit walkers, and raise funds as an individual. So they definitely can be able to search for a local walk near them within their community and join as a virtual walker or raise funds online. And like you said, through social media, Facebook, Instagram, we now have a mobile app. What makes it even easier for individuals to raise funds and support the cause for this, you know, for breast cancer. So it's definitely an opportunity for individuals to create and personalize their own fundraising webpage and share photos and stories on why they walk and why they support the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer.
Talking with Natasha Coleman from the American Cancer Society here in New Jersey about the upcoming Making Strides Against Breast Cancer walks, happening for the remainder of this month, most of them on the 16th and the 23rd, which you can find out in detail at makingstrideswalk.org. And to learn more about the work of the American Cancer Society, there's a ton of educational information on their site as well. Cancer.org is where you can do that. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Now, I alluded to this in a way in the introduction to Natasha. When cancer patients and cancer survivors see these great, fantastic, large turnouts and participation levels on these events, what do you think that does for them as well?
I think it motivates them. It motivates individuals to see that their entire community across the state of New Jersey is supporting the cause, is supporting the American Cancer Society, and supporting making strides against breast cancer, and supporting those who are battling the disease of breast cancer. You know, making sure that no breast cancer survivor or patient walks alone. So last year, just to give you a perspective, more than 1 million Making Strider walkers raised over $60 million.
Wow.
And that was to help the American Cancer Society fund innovative research around breast cancer, promote education, and, of course, really provide comprehensive patient support and services to those who need it the most.
And if you're looking at the rates of breast cancer throughout New Jersey, there is no county. I have a chart here of a county rates per 100,000 population.
Yeah.
And they're all within the same range of between 130 and 150 cases per 100,000 women. And that just shows the magnitude of the need for the fundraising, for the research, and for the assurance that the care and support programs continue, because it's not just about medical research. I mean, that's all going to be well and good when that inevitable dream comes true and the cure does become the reality.
Yeah.
But along the way, the patients in going through the turmoil that a cancer diagnosis brings with it, they need to have the reassurance, too, that the support programs, the information, education, and the care is always going to be. And that's part of what the money, as you alluded to, also goes for.
Yeah, that's correct. So just looking at statistics, in New Jersey, we're seeing about 7,420 women will be diagnosed this year. About 1,280 will die from breast cancer. So it definitely looks at breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death in women and the most common cancer diagnosed in women other than skin cancer. So that's what makes this so important. You know, all of our walkers and our participants with Making Strides Against Breast Cancer is really looking at how do they just play a role, how do they contribute to the cause, because something as little as $100 could help provide a breast cancer patient with one-on-one peer support. So that's huge. So it takes very little. I think folks need to understand that it's not, you don't need to raise a ton of money, but every little bit does help when it comes to our education, our research, and our programs and services that we provide free to our patients and our caregivers.
And, of course, the money through research does make a difference because certainly in New Jersey, the survival rate has gone up dramatically over the last decade.
That's correct. I think we've made strides. That's what we call our walk, Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. We definitely have made strides over the years in research. We support many local researchers here, right here in New Jersey, that are affiliated with either Rutgers University or Princeton University. But we definitely have seen huge strides around breast cancer diagnosis, treatment, and just the all-around survival rate, like you said, for breast cancer has definitely improved over the years.
Natasha referred to the $100 figure. I'll break it down even further for you. $50, you think, well, what difference is $50 going to make in this huge problem that we know as breast cancer? Well, that $50 donation, that could provide 5 rides to and from treatments for a cancer patient. Why does that matter? Well, just in New Jersey alone, cancer patients receive 2,729 rides to and from treatment. Those $50 donations, that's what makes that possible. The $10 donations, that's what makes the lodging for patients and caregivers possible. The $10, $15, $25 donations, that's what makes the research and the help with appearance-related side effects possible. The wigs, the skin care, and that also boosts up the morale and the mood of a cancer patient. And just to know that all these pieces of the puzzle are always going to be there, but they're only going to be there when the donations come in, the financial support comes in, and that fuels the programs, the research, the care, and the education. So that's why the Making Strides Against Cancer event, again, it's one of the easiest ways, one of the fun ways. It shows the community effort, the strength in numbers is more than just a saying. It becomes a reality as breast cancer patients and the survivors see those numbers come out in the people and in the donations, and it results in the security that someone who's going through the horror of breast cancer needs to stand on and to stand strong with. And you'll learn more about the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer events happening throughout the month of October in New Jersey, makingstrideswalk.org. That's how you get involved as a participant, as a donator, and as a volunteer. There's a need for that, too. You see a special volunteer section on the webpage as well. And to learn more about the work of the American Cancer Society and the valuable educational information they make available. You'll find that at cancer.org. And from their New Jersey offices, learning more about the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer events, we've been talking with Natasha Coleman. And Natasha, best of success with this month's events throughout the state. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.